So far in this podcast series, what I've been doing is talking about religion according to Messiah the Prince, because it's very important that we resolve something very important right away. Messiah the Prince is not a person that comes here and endlessly talks about religion. And one of the reasons is there's actually a lot of other things to talk about that are more interesting and more important than religion. In addition to poverty and hunger, children die of hunger every day in the world. There are other things to talk about that are more important than religion. If people go around not believing something that Jesus said, they might get a chance to talk to God and it's no big deal. But if a child dies today, that's a big fucking deal. That's more important than religion. When people live every day in poverty, that's more important than religion. There are a few other things that Messiah the Prince will talk about and do that are more important than religion. Messiah the Prince is going to, the end times are scheduled to come in 2 years, 1 month. God on the throne is going to come down here with Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, John Huxton. He's one of the seven beasts or whatever. Messiah the Prince is going to be here. A bunch of people are going to be here all at once. It's going to be a big fucking show up time. And the whole world's going to say, where in the fuck have you idiots been? For thousands of years, people have been waiting for Jesus to come back. Well, Jesus, you talked a big fucking game. Everyone thought you were going to come back all the time and you never came back. So people are going to ask him, where have you been? They're going to say to God, you never come here. Where the fuck have you been? Holy Ghost, who the fuck are you? Christians talk about you every day. We didn't realize you were going to come here. This is a surprise. The devil, you're not invited. The false prophet and the Antichrist, who the fuck are you and why are you here? The Bible doesn't talk about it. No one can figure it out. Why the fuck you guys want to come here in the end times? You'll be able to ask all these questions. But Messiah the Prince is not interested in those questions. Those are boring questions. Messiah the Prince is interested in other things. So I'll give you a few examples. If everyone in the earth that's rational, atheists, agnostics, Christians, whatever your religion, doesn't matter what you believe. If you're a rational thinker, if we all get together, leave the earth and go to another world, what we can do is put some food in the ground and make sure that we all have everything we want and need. We can have technology, we can have flying cars, spaceships, we can have cars on the road. We can build a world exactly how we want and have a great life. That's better than the end times. The end times is people going around hearing about religion endlessly. It's a stupid waste of time. People that are not rational, if they stay here in the earth, everyone that stays is going to say, wow, this place fucking sucks, dude. It's a bunch of idiots that are not rational talking about religion. Now we know why people argue on the internet. So the end times is Reddit. We don't want Christianity. We want an alternative, so we're going to choose the devil. The end times is Quora. We want to discuss a variety of opinions. The end times is the church. You can only be a Christian. The end times is every Muslim place. The Muslim mosques and shit. You have to be... 5 times a day. Religion is the synagogues. You have to study from a rabbi. You can't learn on your own for some reason. That's religion. It's stupid. And when that happens in the end times, when God's here, it's going to be even stupider. So in this end times, Messiah the Prince has scheduled a bunch of stuff that is out of the control of Messiah the Prince. God's in control. And because God's in control, it's scheduled to be a stupid, dumb fucking disaster. What that means is, for 70 years, God's going to be at the temple, Jesus is going to preach the gospel, the devil and the Antichrist are going to try to get you to take the mark of the beast. And then there's the tribulation and people die. And that's stupid. Those are all stupid things. If God's at one temple in Israel, people have to travel all the way around the fucking world to see him. And he has scheduled that they walk here. It's too far to walk. That's the book of Isaiah. And I will make a way in the wilderness so they can cross rivers on their feet. Well, across the world is 3,000 miles, more or less. And then are you going to make a way across the ocean too? It's too far to walk. 3,000 miles is too far to walk. Even Forrest Gump didn't go that far in the Forrest Gump movie. God, you can fly. Go to them. Telling them to go to the temple is stupid. Christians want to hear Jesus. The Jews don't. So Jesus shouldn't go to Israel. That's stupid. No one invited the devil. He shouldn't be here in the end times. That's stupid. And the Antichrist is an idiot. He shouldn't be anywhere. He's too stupid to be anywhere. He's not invited. He's the most hated man who's ever lived, and no one's even seen him. That's stupid. So in the end times, when this all happens, what God has scheduled is stupid. And so what God has chosen is that in the end times, he has a servant that tells the truth. The reason is because everyone that wants to come here is a dumb fucking retard that wants to tell you lies. The Antichrist, the false prophet, the devil, but also Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is going to tell you the truth, God doesn't need Messiah the Prince to come here also. So what happened is God said to a bunch of men in heaven, will you come into the earth and tell the truth? And Jesus was like, I won't. And the other men were like, I won't. And so all the men said no. And so God finally asked someone else. And that other person said, yes, that's me doing the podcast. My name is Dale. And I said, yes. And that was a stupid decision. I never should have said that. So now God expects me to do the Messiah the Prince thing because I've already said yes. And so I'm in a bad situation. The whole end times thing is becoming more stupid as time goes on. I talk to Jesus every day. He actually refuses to do most of the stuff that he says. He wants the end times to happen exactly as it is written. He wants you all to die. The devil wants you all to die. And so the whole world is going to be filled with death if they get what they want. And so I don't want to be here for that. I think that's a stupid waste of 70 years. Personally, I mean, what do you think? And if I'm going to live here for 70 more years, I'd like to do things that are pleasant, fun, interesting. I'd like to go someplace that's interesting. Being in the earth the next 70 years is going to be stupid. I don't want to be here. So I told God recently, I refuse to do this, and he hasn't answered yet, except to say he's going to force me to do it with his power. Now, what that means is I'm not going to be able to do the things that need to be done. He wants me to just sit around on the earth and talk about religion all the time. He has a deal. If I sit around and talk about religion, Jesus Christ gets to go talk about religion, and so does the false prophet and the Antichrist. So I'm going to refuse to do it. And that's why I got these religious podcasts out of the way, so I can use them as a reference in the future. When God comes to the earth in 2 years, 1 month, he has scheduled that he's going to speak to the whole world and say, the end times are beginning. I'm God. I'm back. This is what I look like. This is what I sound like. This is what's going to happen before it happens. And I have only one servant left. The servant's name is Dale. Dale is going to be Messiah the Prince. And then God's going to say a bunch of other stuff. And then I'm going to look God right in the eyes and I'm going to say, God, I absolutely fucking refuse. I will not do it unconditionally. It will never happen. You're a liar. And then God's going to say, but Dale, you're my only servant. And I'm going to say, I am not your servant unless I'm free, just like every man. And God's going to say, but you aren't going to be free for another 6,300 years. And I'm going to say, then I can never choose of my own free will to be your servant. That means I'm not your servant, and you're a hypocrite that doesn't even understand basic logic. So I'm going to refuse to be a servant. Now, God has a wager with the devil. The devil said, Dale will refuse to be your servant if he goes through a hard time. So I turned 40 years old, and God said to me, Dale, you're going to be my servant, but the devil wants you to go through a hard time for 4.5 years, a year plus 1,203 score days. And then you're going to be my servant. And I said, I'll wait. And God says, Dale, you're going to go through a really hard time, and then the devil's going to be found to be wrong. I said, sure, I don't mind going through a hard time if it's important and if it's worth doing. And so since then, I said to God, is it important? He said, no. I said, is it worth doing? He says, no. I said, why are you still doing it? He's like, well, I told the devil, you know, 3.5 years plus a year, 4.5 years. And so I just kind of want to keep my word. I said, well, every day people, children starve to death. That's more important. Every day there's poverty in the earth. That's more important. And when you tell me to be your servant, I'm not going to do it anymore because I don't want to deal with all this religious bullshit anymore. I'm tired of me having to answer about Jesus. And in the future, this will all make sense because God's going to tell me to answer about Jesus. I said, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sabotage everyone's plans. To sabotage Jesus' plans, I'm going to make sure there's Christians there with smartphones to film everything Jesus says and to ask him questions. And he's going to look like an idiot. Because Jesus doesn't want anyone to see him or hear him this time. So here's what I'm going to say to God. I'm going to say, God, if you set me free in every way, here is my plan. I have the power to do just about everything, power of God. But you have more power than me. And so I can't overpower you. I try every day because I try to feed the sick, feed the poor, heal the sick. I try it every day. And so I'm going to say to God, if you allow me to use all the power of God for 10 minutes, I'll do everything that I want and I'll leave the earth and I'll come back and do the servant thing occasionally if it's required. So if God says yes, then immediately what I'll do is I'll kill the army of the Antichrist and the devil. They'll all be dead. I'll take them to judgment automatically and they'll be in judgment with God. Then I'll dismantle every government and destroy every building, not in rubble or carnage. The Bible talks about fire and lightning and shit, but those buildings can just be turned to dirt and be replaced with other buildings. All the places where the earth is desolate, I'll make it a paradise. I'll make perfect earth, perfect dirt, soil for growing food. I'll make sure there's food growing everywhere so there's no such thing as world hunger anymore. I'll give everyone $100 million in every currency that they want, including gold, silver, copper, brass, bronze, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, onyx, amethyst, precious stones, cash, money, quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies, anything they want. I'll give them $100 million so everyone's rich. World hunger's fixed. World poverty's fixed. And then I'll make a bunch of spaceships that can take people from the earth. I'll need enough spaceships that are big enough to take up to 8 billion people, including all the men, women, and children, to other worlds that are way better than the earth. And it'll take about 10 minutes to do it. I'll put you guys all in the spaceships because it's a fun way to travel. It's not because it's foo-foo science. It's because it's fucking exciting to fly around in space and see stars and shit. It's interesting. And then I'll take everyone to a faraway place in another universe that already exists. It's already been made. And you can meet people that live there. You can meet people that have lived there a long time. You can ask them what it's like. You can check out what the houses are like. You can get a free house. And then everyone who wants to stay in the earth, I'll say, you guys are retarded. The earth sucks. But I would like to invite you to go to the other place just to look and spend 10 minutes looking. So I'll take you guys all there for 10 minutes, bring you back. You can make your final decision or a temporary decision. And that's it. So I'll say, God, that's what I want to do. I'll heal the sick. I'll heal every injury. I'll make sure no one has diseases. I'll make sure that people don't die. I'll make everyone in the earth that's old, young again. And I'll leave the earth. And in the next podcast, I'm going to tell you what the problems are in the earth and why they exist. But in this podcast, I wanted to talk about 2 years, 1 month from now, when the end times start. Now, the reason why I'm the person that is going to say all of this is for two reasons. Number one, I'm the servant God's chosen. He has no other servant. And so if you are the kind of person that wants to be a servant of God, you can at any time choose to do the work of Messiah the Prince. That's to warn the whole world about the upcoming judgment, to say to the whole world that the whole world is wrong about some things, right about some other things. And God can tell you all the words to speak to do this. There's a few other things to do, and that's it. You can do it. I don't want to. But God hasn't found another servant that knows how, or he hasn't found a servant that's willing to do it, and that includes Jesus Christ. It's an easy job. The second reason that I'm the one that's going to talk to God this way is that I have the power of God to do the most amazing miracles you never imagined. I can make worlds, stars, universes, mountains, oceans. I can give life to fish, deer, every creature that's ever lived. I can make saber-toothed tigers, woolly mammoths, Tyrannosaurus rex, anything you want. And in one of those universes I might bring you guys to, I'm going to say, take a look at this universe. There's 50 billion worlds that are all inhabited by men and women. But there's more worlds that are not inhabited. They're utility worlds. So there's worlds that are just filled with shopping. For like, one world is for women's clothes. Another world is filled with men's clothes. There's a world called Fishing World. There's another world called Jurassic World. I called it that because I like the movie. It's not because I'm ripping it off. It's just a cool movie. And on that world, there's every dinosaur that's ever lived. And you can go check them out and tour and see dinosaurs. You can go to worlds that have giant oceans and you can go fishing with floaties and boats. That universe is so filled with people, there's not room on any world for you to build a house. 50 billion worlds filled with people that have endless joy and happiness, and there's no place for you to build a house there because it's so fucking perfect. Everything there is perfect. It's amazing. And so in the end times, now that there's an alternative, better places to live, I'm going to invite everyone in the earth to go there instead. To leave the earth and go someplace else. In the next podcast, I'm going to tell you the problems with the earth. But there's other things there that are fucking amazing. If you want to travel around the world, you can do it in cars, trucks. You can do it on a four-wheeler, a motorcycle. You can do it in helicopters. You can fly science fiction things. You can get in a spaceship. Someone else will fly you there. There are small ones, medium ones, big ones. There are space stations. You can go in those and experience zero gravity. You can go in there and just look through observation windows and look at nearby stars and worlds that are fucking stunning and spectacular to see. You can travel, if you want to go to the ocean, on a spaceship. You just get on the radio. Everyone has a radio. And you say, hey, I'm interested in getting on a spaceship and going to the ocean. And they schedule it. Every universe has tens of thousands of spaceships available. So they just put over to you where you are, pick you up, take you to the ocean, set you down. When you're ready to leave, you just call them on the radio and they take you back. If you want to go to the ocean, if it's 1,000 miles away, you can go right now. It's a piece of cake. You just put on your swim clothes, grab your towel. When you come back, when you're ready. And there's always a quick way to travel. If you like exploring, the worlds between the universes are designed to be inhabited, but no one lives there. So you can go out there and explore worlds that look like Africa, and you can look at rhinos and shit. There's worlds that are just a big fucking ocean with one big island for you to land a spaceship on, because that's the only way to get there. And then you can just go swim around in these giant worlds where the ocean has no sharks, no stingrays, and nothing that'll hurt your foot. Beautiful sand near that island, shallow ocean and all these places, so you can get in a boat and go swim around. Underwater observation decks, so you can go to the top and it floats. There's like wood there, but you can go down the stairs and it's 5 stories or 6 stories of glass, and you can look at dolphins, whales, orcas, that's killer whales, walruses. You can look at sea otters, fish, coral reefs, and you can just look at them through these observation windows. Life there is so fucking amazing. Day and night, you never run out of things to do. And there's more stars there than there are here. In this universe, there's about 8 million stars. In that universe, there's about 50 billion stars. The view at night is so fucking spectacular, you won't believe it. And the air is perfectly clean. There's no smog. And so you can see straight through to the stars no matter where you are in the city you live. Every night, you can just look at the stars and they're fucking spectacular. And so at the end times, what I plan to do is to oppose every one of God's plans written in the Bible and say, I'd like to bring spaceships. I'd like to take people to other worlds. I'd like to show them these other options. And I'd like to make sure they get a house, $100 million, so they're rich, and everything they want and everything they need. And that's my plan during the end times. So if these other idiots that want to come to the earth for the end times want to stay here, there's nothing I can do about it right now. But I'm going to refuse to be God's servant. And so the reason I'm doing this podcast is I'm trying to get out of that bad situation that I'm in.